Well, we begin today's program where else but in Australia, where Pope Benedict continues a period of rest outside Sydney before taking up a full schedule of public events beginning Thursday. On Tuesday, the official beginning of World Youth Day celebrations, Australian Cardinal George Pell presided a big mass on Sydney's harbour. Emer McCarthy has more.
Welcome to Sydney.
Hundreds of thousands of young pilgrims flooded Barangaroo, an open wharf east of Darling Harbour in Sydney Tuesday evening, carrying their national flags and wearing T-shirts emblazoned with the World Youth Day logo and the names of their local diocese. The mass marked the end of their four-year journey to Sydney, the beginning of 5 days of events, prayer and encounter which make up the World Youth Day experience. Sydneysiders were also treated to a live broadcast of the Mass on giant screens, beamed across the city at various venues including the Domain, Sydney Opera House and Darling Harbour. These images, projected in the heart of the city at the end of the working day, underlined the central message of today's opening Mass, an outstretched hand to secular society. To come, take a look and listen.
Pilgrims of the world, welcome to the opening Mass of World Youth Day 2008 at Barangaroo, Sydney, Australia.
In fact, Cardinal Pell began his homily by welcoming everyone everywhere who is lost, distressed, exhausted or without hope to hear Christ welcoming them home.
Young or old, woman or man, Christ is still calling those who are suffering to come to him for healing, as he has for 2,000 years. The causes of the wounds are secondary, whether they be drugs or alcohol, family breakups, the lusts of the flesh, loneliness or a death, perhaps even the emptiness of success.
Cardinal Pell pushed home the message that Christ's call reaches out beyond boundaries and above all to those lost sheep without a shepherd.
Christ's call is to all who are suffering, not just to Catholics or other Christians, but especially to those without religion. Christ is calling you home to love, healing, and community.
Comparing the drought of hope and faith in today's overtired society to the devastating drought racking large parts of Australia, Cardinal Pell said we can never be without hope while we can still choose.
While there's life, there's always the option of hope. And with Christian hope comes faith and love. Secular wisdom claims that leopards don't change their spots. But we Christians believe in the power of the Spirit to convert and change persons away from evil to good, from fear and uncertainty to faith and hope.
As the World Youth Day cross and icon wound their way through the tens of thousands of young boys and girls gathered at Barangaroo, the final stage of a four-year-long journey across continents and oceans, Cardinal Pell appealed to those gathered before him or listening from their homes not to spend their lives sitting on the fence or keeping their options open, because, he said, happiness comes from meeting our obligations.
Where do you stand? Are you ready to move? To be a disciple of Jesus requires discipline, especially self-discipline. The practice of self-control won't make you perfect. It hasn't with me. But self-control is necessary to develop and protect the love in our hearts and prevent others, especially our family and friends, from being hurt by our lapses into nastiness or laziness.
Cardinal Pell then gave a gentle reminder to the young ones as they get caught up in the frenzy of the next 5 days not to forget to listen and pray, because, he said, the Lord's prophecy to his apostles that they would be his witnesses to the ends of the earth can only be fulfilled if these young men and women carry the message of hope home to the real world of their parishes, study and jobs, beyond World Youth Day, Sydney 2008. I'm Emer McCarthy.
Well, Eunice Villemier, a student from Vancouver, flew all the way from Canada to be there with the Pope for World Youth Day. She told me how she and her 19 friends managed to pay their expensive airfares, but she says the sacrifice was definitely worth it.
I had to fundraise a lot, and I was paying for it just because I didn't want my parents to pay for it, because this is kind of an experience that I wanted for myself. But we did a lot of fundraising at church, at our parish, and our parishioners at St. Patrick's, which is the parish that we're from, really supported us. And we put on a whole bunch of like dinner and dances and car washes and food sales after 9 o'clock Mass every Sunday. So, yeah, we had a lot of support from our parish.
Why did you really want to come so much to be there with the Pope as he celebrates World Youth Day?
Well, you know, when you're thinking about the things that you want to do in your life, or when I was thinking about the things that I wanted to do in my life, one of them was to see the Pope. Because I think that young people like me, are at points in their life where there's a lot of opportunities open and a lot of things that they can do. And it's easy to get confused, and it's easy to choose maybe a path that wasn't the best one. And so I guess from the Pope and from the church, I think young people are looking for answers and I guess guidance to make better decisions as well. Just because, yeah, it's hard with all the things that we are getting surrounded by. And I think the church is really good at leading us to the places where would be good for us in the future.
Well, that sort of youthful enthusiasm is catching. Even older folks like Ted Richardson, who is regional director of the church's Apostleship for the Sea, are getting caught up in all the excitement and are finding themselves falling in love again with the church. In fact, it is an act of love simply to get to Sydney. Many Australians like Ted, who is taking some 100 young people from Brisbane in the northeast down to Sydney, are driving more than 12 hours to get there. The Pope's visit to Australia, he says, finally puts the country on the map. And now everybody will get an idea of just how vast Australia really is.
It is an amazing and thrilling, even for me, just to be part of it, just in our own way. I'm 52, and I'm excited about what's happening. Last night I was at the airport greeting pilgrims coming in from America and from Canada and from Spain, and it just blows me away how exciting and how vibrant some of these young people are. It just makes me feel younger again. I wish I could take more of a part in it.
Well, tell us a little bit more about some of these young people that you've been meeting. You just said they're at the airport yesterday. What are they saying to you, and are they actually going to be going with you to Sydney?
Well, they're all going at different times. I think there's about 180 flights just here into my own city in Brisbane. And we're meeting all these planes, and they're all staying in parishes, what we call Brisday. We've got masses in all the churches and prayer services, ecumenical services. That's what we didn't really understand fully, that how many other churches, other than the Catholic Church, want to participate in World Youth Day, which is a terrific ecumenical event as well. It's not just Roman Catholic that we have. People from the Episcopalian Church in America, or Anglican Church as we know it in Australia. We've got some Baptist people coming through. And this is an amazing event that actually brings young people together from all sorts of areas. Last night I met, I think, 40-odd Canadians that came in from Alberta, and they joined it. And I would have thought they'd be tired. They'd been flying for something like 26 hours. But they hopped off the plane. They were just excited to be in Australia. And all of a sudden, I said, this is 11 o'clock at night. And I said, you're going home to bed. They said, we can't sleep. We're too excited. And I think, wow, you know, that excitement, if it sustains itself right the way through this whole episode, I think it's going to be a fantastic event. The pilgrims are just thrilled to participate in it, and just to understand our culture, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders putting on all sorts of events for them to say this is what we are as Catholics, and how they work as Catholics in their communities and things. I suppose it's an opportunity to educate the world for us in Australia on what we are and where we are. We had one group fly in from Spain, I think it was, and they landed in Sydney. And they thought Adelaide was a suburb of Sydney. So they were sort of stranded in Sydney, because Adelaide is a 10-hour drive from Sydney on a good day. And so we had to try and get them onto planes and fly them over to Adelaide for their days in the diocese in Adelaide before going to World Youth Day. I think a lot of people think it's a bit like Europe, Australia, but it takes you days to get anywhere. You can fit Texas in America seven times in our state, and it's just a big country, and not great population, but a very big country to move around. And I think people are starting to realise that we are a very big place, but we're a long way from anywhere where we're down under here, and it's a long way to travel to us.
The distances being what they are, obviously not as many people as those who would like to go can go to the World Youth Day, for example. How is that event and perhaps some of the other papal events being covered by the media? Are they being nationally televised?
Yeah, there's a lot of terrific coverage by the media, very favourable coverage of all the different things that the papal events and what's taking place and where. The Fox cable of having a station fully devoted to the World Youth Day events. And it'll be 24 hours a day. They'll have coverage of everything that's happening. And a lot of the commercial channels also are running stories every day on what's taking place and when and where.
How many Catholics are there in Australia, Ted? And how do you think people from, say, the other Christian churches and other faiths regard the Pope?
Yeah, I think everybody has that incredible respect for the Pope and for our church. We're only 25 million people, so it's not a big population given the area we're in. And about 40% of us are Roman Catholic. So it's quite a large percentage. We're the largest church group in Australia. It doesn't matter who they are. I think even whether you're Islamic, you have a very good, strong respect for the Holy Father. And likewise, I think the Holy Father has a very strong respect for everybody else. So in Australia, we are very tolerant of all races and all religions, and it just passes on. It's just a natural way of us as Australians to be that way. Yeah, I think he'd be welcomed by everybody.
What are some of the things that Catholics in Australia are hoping that the Pope will say to them?
If they're expecting anything from the Pope to the Australian youth, would be to be the Church, to be who they are today, and to live in Christ's love. And I think that's what comes through. I've seen young people printing out all sorts of T-shirts and slogans on it, like, you know, "We love you, Benny," and "I'm hooked on Benny," and, you know, "Do away with drugs if you need a drug, you know, be hooked on Benny," sort of thing. I think it's fantastic attitude of young people, that they're showing a different way of life from other youngs that aren't involved in the church or have, for whatever reason, left the church. And they bring this life and vibrance back into it. And they're very outspoken. They're ready to take charge and say that we are the church. And that, to me, is really good. From our side, from not just the apostleship of the sea, but from the church's side, I see a real strength and growth. The people, you know, I've had people say to me, you know, "Our church is getting old and getting tired. I don't know whether we're relevant in the community anymore." And then I see all these young people coming in, and I see the energy that they have. I was driving the bus with them yesterday, and they must have said the rosary three times. They had prayer on several different occasions where they just stopped and decided to have a little prayer session. And I thought, this is young people living the church. And we're not old, and we're not irrelevant, and we're not disappearing because of our age or anything else. It's only the older ones are sitting in the parishes that are not getting out and getting involved in their church anymore. But the young people want to get involved and want to be part of it. And they want it. They're the future. They're giving me so much inspiration for what's happening that I'm just falling in love with the church all over again. I think it's just a fantastic feeling. And you get empowered by the youth. And I think that's the real benefit to World Youth Day. It's not just the youth that are getting all this benefit and build up, but we're getting it as well.
Ted Richardson is Regional Director of the Church's Apostleship for the Sea.